This is Akashvani. The news read by Ramya. Parliamentary constituencies spread over six states and two union territories are being covered in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Odisha and Bihar, 3 in Jharkhand, along with 1 each in Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Polling is also taking place in Odisha for the second phase of assembly elections for 35 constituencies. Voting started at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. Our correspondents touring different constituencies report long queues of voters at different polling booths. Special enthusiasm is seen among youth and women voters. 695 candidates are in the fray in this phase. The prominent candidates whose face is being decided today include BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal and Smriti Irani, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and KL Sharma, Omar Abdullah of the National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP. Over 10% voter turnout was recorded in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls till 9 a.m. Polling percentage in states include West Bengal over 15%, Uttar Pradesh nearly 13%, Jharkhand nearly 12%, Ladakh over 10%, Bihar nearly 9%, Jammu and Kashmir nearly 8%, Odisha nearly 7%, and Maharashtra over 6%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi appealed to the voters who are voting today to cast their votes and create a new record of voting. In a social media post, Mr. Modi specifically urged women and young voters to exercise their constitutional rights in the festival of democracy. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Bihar starting today. The Prime Minister will arrive in Patna this evening, where he will attend two separate programs. After his arrival in the capital city, he is scheduled to visit the residence of the late senior BJP leader Sushil Kumar Modi at Rajendra Nagar in Patna to pay tribute to the departed soul. Sources said Mr. Modi is also scheduled to visit the BJP state headquarters in Patna and hold a meeting with party functionaries. During his two-day itinerary in Bihar, the Prime Minister will stay at Raj Bhavan in Patna tonight. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a mega road show for the party candidates in Puri Lok Sabha constituency and the assembly constituencies coming under its purview. The Prime Minister will also address two election rallies at Angul under Dhenkanal Lok Sabha constituency and Cuttack under Cuttack Lok Sabha constituency today. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi died in a helicopter crash. Iran State TV said there is no sign of life at the crash site of the helicopter that was carrying President Raisi and Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian. The helicopter made a hard landing yesterday afternoon after it got into difficulties in heavy fog in the north of the country. President Raisi was traveling back to Iran following a visit to Azerbaijan when his helicopter came down. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he is deeply saddened and shocked by the tragic demise of the President of Iran, Dr. Sayed Ibrahim Raisi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his contribution to strengthening India-Iran bilateral relationship will always be remembered. The Prime Minister said India stands with Iran in this time of sorrow. Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jaishankar expressed grief over the demise of Iran's President Dr. Ibrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian in a helicopter crash. In view of severe heatwave conditions in the state, school classes from nursery to class 8 have been closed in Ghaziabad and Noida of Uttar Pradesh. In Noida, schools will be closed till further order, while school will be shut in Ghaziabad till 25th of this month. In an order, the district education departments directed all education boards to strictly follow the order. The Intermed Department has issued a red alert for severe heatwave conditions over the plains of northwest, east and central India for the next 4 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.